I've got the top 10 reasons, and there's a top 100. But essentially, the soundbite is one of the amendments that they would have would wipe out, cross out, remove respect for human dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. And so that sets the tone for the 46 pages worth of just abominable things that they want to enact. And I really believe this can be seen as the founding document of what Alex has been talking about for decades.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from zmedia.com. That's Z-E-E-E or Z-E-E-E, three E's, media.com. It's an honor to be here with you all today, guest hosting, coming to you live from the testing ground of the New World Order in Australia. That's right. We were subjected to pregnant women being pushed to the ground, old ladies harassed, pensioners recently being arrested and accused of stalking the governor for peacefully protesting. The tyranny continues in the country of Australia. I'm going to bring a special guest on today, James Rogowski, who's following the developments on the WHO's international health regulations amendments. You need to know this information because they're meeting in secret this week as we speak, and not many people know about it. But we really are. James is on the screen right now. James, welcome.
Thank you, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here, and we've obviously got breaking news.
We do have breaking news. Before we get started, I just want to say, we really are in the eye of the storm. We are literally in the globalist waiting room, unwillingly, knowing that when the doctor calls us into that treatment room that we don't want to be in, it spells forced injections and re-education. This is where we are. The mechanisms of conditioning us towards this are already in place. They did this with the force shots by way of taking your livelihood, even custody of your kids, which did happen to some parents around the world, lockdowns and psychological torment via the media. But what they're putting in place was this was the beta test. What they're putting in place is more than just a psychological war. We've entered into the phase of medical martial law, and that is not an overstatement. It already began with COVID, and what is coming is much, much worse. I've spoken about this topic like I'm beating a dead horse, but I really believe it's the most important news in the world right now. James is going to break it with me right now. No one has their finger on the pulse like him on the subject of the WHO. So James, again, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Long story short, the International Health Regulations Review Committee, which only answers to Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO, is meeting all this week, and their goal is to take a 46-page document, the current rough draft of proposed amendments to the International Health Regulations. They're polishing up the document. I would argue, and I think people in the future looking back will be able to see, that this is actually a founding, enacting document of the New World Order of the One World Government. There have been many proposals in the past, many plans in the past. This is when the rubber is hitting the road. They want to enact into legally binding international law amendments to existing regulations that give them powers that, you know, really should turn your stomach. They've got a self-imposed deadline of Sunday the 15th to hand these proposed amendments over to the WHO. The reason for that is, even though they don't listen to their own rules and they break them all the time, there is a rule in the International Health Regulations that any proposed amendments have to be submitted 4 months in advance of when they would have a chance to adopt these amendments. And that will be happening from May 21st to the 30th. That's when they have all 194 member nations come together at the World Health Assembly in Geneva. Now, the event that's going on this week is confidential. All of the handpicked technocrats that are meeting are sworn to not talk about it. I've sent all of them emails and they don't reply. What they are crafting are 46 pages that have been submitted from 16 different countries, including the United States, not including Australia. And many of those nations submitted on behalf of groups of nations, like the Czech Republic submitted for the European Union, and so forth. And the soundbite, I've prepared, you know, both the soundbite for people who only want to, you know, get a snippet. I've got the top 10 reasons, and there's the top 100. But essentially, the soundbite is one of the amendments that they would have would wipe out, cross out, remove respect for human dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. And so that sets the tone for the 46 pages worth of just abominable things that they want to enact. And I really believe this can be seen as the founding document of what Alex has been talking about for decades.
You're absolutely right, James. The team's just bringing up your Substack. The radio viewers can't see this, but I encourage everyone to go to jamesroguski.substack.com and read through some of his articles. As I said, no one has their finger on the pulse as far as monitoring the WHO and these proposed amendments like James. And so he's a very, very important guest today. James, I want to ask you, the 4 months in advance, so we were told that they wanted to finalize the IHR amendments and sort of put them into place by May of 2024. But we had suspicions that come May 2023, they were going to go full force with this. Whispers of timelines of, you know, potential 5G attacks and things of this nature are coming onto through to my desk in the next 5 months. Do we think that they'll actually finalize the IHR amendments in May and rush this through rather than waiting until next year?
They have been saying for more than a year now that their timeline is shooting for 2024, but they've obviously set the stage so that if they wanted to, they could ignore what they've said in the past and they could vote to adopt these. Now, the concern, and I want to nip in the butt confusion that almost everybody has, we are not talking about the pandemic treaty. That is a completely separate thing. If you hear anybody use the word treaty, they're talking about something different. The setup with the international health regulations is much more concerning because it's an agreement that already exists. All of the nations on the planet have already adopted it and you know, given their allegiance to it, if you will. And so if these amendments are adopted by a simple majority of the 194 nations, they become law. There will be no asking the Senate for their advice and consent, and there is not even a presidential signature needed. That happened back in 2007, and what was agreed to are if the amendments are passed, that's it. Okay, and so whether they choose to do that in 2024 or this year in 2023, our response needs to be no in either case. And what we need to do is start raising awareness now. Now, Maria, I have a little bit of a surprise for you. I did publish this morning an open letter to the United States Congress. It's the main article on my Substack. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a very similar thing for the people of Australia. We need to do this for every nation on the planet. I've tried to make it very easy for people to understand what is going on and also to reach out and essentially tell their Congress people or parliamentarians or whatever representatives they may have, you need to take a stand on what is your opinion about having a one world government, you know, handing over sovereignty, human rights, fundamental freedoms, and even our dignity to...
James, we're about to go to break. On the other side of this break, we're going to explain what the IHR is so that people know what action they're going to take. Stay with us.
Good news and some bad news on multiple fronts. The good news is Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus are still 50% off. The bad news is they're very close to selling out, and by Monday of next week, And I'm cutting this ad on January 5th, 2023. We're going to have to go back to full price. And then about a week after that, they'll be sold out. So that's good news. You can still get the products. It's bad news because they're about to be sold out, because they're also some of our best-selling products. And we don't have them, we can't fund the operation. So it is a real conundrum, but that's just where we're at. I want to thank all the listeners for your ongoing support. But if you want Vitamineral Fusion, it's so incredible for your immune system, your whole body, and DNA Force Plus that helps your telomeres last longer and cleans out your mitochondria and so much more, you can get them both exclusively, top-of-the-line supplements, at InfoWarsStore.com. Still 50% off until this coming Monday. They're going to be sold out for months and months. Thanks for all your support. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, with special guest James Roguski here today talking about the international health regulations. Now, before we go into the action that countries can take, I want to actually define what the IHR is. So the international health regulations, according to the WHO's website, are an instrument of international law that is legally binding on 196 countries, including the 194 WHO member states. The United States and Australia are both on that list. The IHR grew out of the response to deadly epidemics that once overran Europe. They create rights and obligations for countries, including the requirement to report public health events. The regulations also outline the criteria to determine whether or not a particular event constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. As we saw with monkeypox, they will declare a public health emergency of international concern at the drop of a hat. They don't actually need a pandemic. They don't need anything of concern in order to declare that. And all of a sudden, the world goes into panic. We get told which injections we have to take according to the agreements that the WHO has with Big Pharma, which, by the way, now Australia has pledged $10 million into the Global Pandemic Fund. We're running the Global Pandemic Center out of this country. It's why I keep telling people, watch Australia. It is hell on earth here. Even though it doesn't necessarily look like it, we are in the eye of the storm. And so we've pledged that money into the Global Pandemic Fund. What they can do with that is essentially now, with the proposed amendments that James is talking about, this information will literally save lives. They can then seize the funds that a country has pledged into that Global Monetary Fund and refuse to give them back to countries, which means that life-saving medications won't be supplied if you don't comply with their forced shots, their next round of Frankenstein shots. And believe me, they are coming. They've told us another pandemic is coming, and they're setting up the stage right now for it. So, James, I just want to go over some of the more alarming language in these articles before we actually talk to people about what they need to do. Article 3, obviously, I've raised this on this broadcast before, removal of human dignity, fundamental freedoms, and human rights. They want to scratch that out completely. It's so brazen. It's so in your face. It's unbelievable. What else should people be aware of within the amendments to the IHR, which are legally binding for the United States, Australia, and 194 countries?
The first article of the amendments defines terms. And what you have to know at a start is there are many words that are not defined. So they change the definitions all the time. Words like vaccine and pandemic and safe and effective and so on and so on are not legally defined. So when you hear people using words that are not defined, you know they're lying to you. They're just making up the meaning as they go. What they would like to change, and it's very important, the World Health Organization under Article 23 of the WHO Constitution is an advisory body that can make non-binding recommendations. They want to scratch out the words non-binding, which would make it so that when they proclaim something, when they declare something, it's no longer just a recommendation, it's an order. And so they want to shift this all into a situation where, rather than just recommending that a nation does something, and in Article 18, you can see that they've made recommendations to do quarantines, lockdowns, masking. The other issues are they want to have control over whether or not they can tell people to take preventative measures or injections like vaccinations. Really, it's wide open. You could let your imagination run rampant with you. They want to have the power to tell everybody what to do. And one of the main things that they want to institute was clearly the cat was let out of the bag during the G20 when the Indonesian health minister, who's really a banker, said very clearly that Indonesia was proud that they had submitted amendments to institute a global digital health certificate. Now, that's not just digital. They have a paper backup, so don't think that if you don't have a phone, you're going to get away from it. Essentially, they want everyone to have a QR code, which would access their private health-related data. Now, that's a clear violation of the right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment, and it's also a clear violation of the Tenth Amendment, because the federal government does not have, in the United States, the right to control health. And so all of the state legislatures need to step up and defend states' rights, because the United States, and they know this very well, and in the document that they signed in 2007, they clearly stated in the existing health regulations on page 60 and 61 that the federal government knows that they cannot make the states comply. It can only encourage them. And how that really works is they either bribe or extort them by saying, well, if you don't do what we want you to do, we're not going to give you money for this, that, and the other program. This is all an incredibly large organized crime syndicate. You know, they're laundering money to feed their crony capitalist members of what I call the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex. They want to redirect billions of dollars into the pharmaceutical industry and use it as bribes to get nations who would love to have that investment, even though they don't realize they're investing things that are just, you know, poisonous. They want the votes for the promise of equity. And equity doesn't mean equality. Equity means money. And, you know, follow the money, people. It's always the case. They want to control your lives. They want to have a QR code that taps into your private health data so that they can say, well, you have to get this treatment, this preventative medications, these injections, whatever it may be. And in Article 2, they've expanded the scope from emergencies to anything that could potentially be an emergency. And so
yes, yeah, so someone sneezes in Venezuela. Someone sneezes in Venezuela and they say this could lead to a pandemic. We need everyone to take XYZ injection. And I'm not even exaggerating here, because if you read the WHO's Immunization Agenda 2030 document, they have in there that they want to introduce 500 new vaccines to the world by 2030. Now, some of those are, you know, on the regular schedule, and people have argued with me, oh, well, some of these are on the regular schedule. Yes, but some are not. And they've told us clearly in Australia's pandemic preparedness plan, and I'm sure that every country has the same thing, that they want to preemptively vaccinate, and I won't even use that word, it's inject. They want to preemptively inject people for a potential pandemic. And this will be a lifelong cycle. Not just that, James. They want regular testing. They want to regularly collect data from people, including samples of their DNA and samples of their blood and God knows what else.
You know, to summarize it, they have no respect for your rights, your human rights, your fundamental freedoms. Maria, you're either reading my articles or you're psychic or both, or you're just paying attention, because you said Venezuela. And
oh, looks like we've lost James there. I'm not sure what he was about to say, but I'm intrigued.
If you this,
what he's,
go to,
oh, here we go. James, you're back.
If you go to catastrophiccontagion.com, you'll see that their latest tabletop exercise, their latest simulation, much like Agenda 201, that was just a couple of months before all of this happened with COVID. If you go to catastrophiccontagion.com, you'll see that their next problem is actually scheduled to be in Venezuela. And so it's, they're predicting a childhood outbreak. It's SEERS, it's an enterovirus. And basically, what they are crafting with these amendments is the ability.
Oh, it looks like we keep losing James there. What he was about to say is what they're crafting with these amendments is the ability to have an advanced system much more than what they previously had. So as he said, that before they were recommendations and now it's talking about the WHO being able to enforce. So before where countries were saying, oh, we're listening to the WHO's recommendations. No, no. Now it's going to be we're listening to the WHO's orders during the next manufactured pandemic, which Biden said is coming, Gates has said is coming, the WHO has said is coming, Australia said is coming, every country knows this is coming. It's only a matter of time. And the building blocks for them to be able to forcefully inject people, lock them up, re-educate them are being set up as we speak. This is a warning for the whole world. We'll be back right after this short break with more on this topic.
Is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent, but every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
All right, we've got James Roguski back now. He should be on your screen in a moment with more information on the IHR and what amendments and what action can be taken. He's put together a Substack for the United States. We've got Australian action happening. I've been in meetings this week with some amazing freedom fighters battling this, putting a stop to the IHR amendments. I want to just let people know the previous path that the WHO took, which was to go down the path of a WHO treaty, was actually stopped earlier last year. We got Stop the Treaty trending on Twitter. We got it all over social media. We campaigned. That's my part. It's the digital war. And then other people went and raised awareness on the streets, talked to people in parliament, in government. And the UK actually got involved. The UK, a legal case in the UK helped put a stop to the treaty dead in its tracks last time that they proposed it. So it is possible. I want people to know it's not a doomed situation, but it does require people to get involved and make sure that we put a stop to this. While we wait on James, I'll continue telling you about what's happening this time around. So Stop the Treaty, we won. We got it. That was a huge victory for freedom-loving people all around the world. Now we want to put a stop to the IHR amendments, and we can do it again. James, talk to us about what you've put together in the next couple of minutes.
Step number one is really very easy, and we're doing it right now. And everyone who's listening to this, if you just share this video, this audio, however you get access to it, 99.9% of people on the planet are unaware that this is happening. They've been trying to keep it secret. And while that's a curse, it's also a blessing. They would love to have nobody pay any attention to this, do it all in secret, have it pop up in May, and then just have a vote of ascension to it, and oh, there's no objection, so boom, it passes, and before you know it, you're in lockdown. When everyone is looking at it and they know what it is, because the WHO is trying to hide it, they've failed in the one thing that they might be sort of good at, which is they're not doing an enormous propaganda campaign. People have not been pre-programmed to believe, oh, we must give all of our power to the WHO and we must amend the international health regulations. When you share this information with the average person, they look at you sideways a little bit and they go, international health regulations, what are you talking about? Now, they may have heard of the pandemic treaty, and you just have to go, no, that's not what this is. If anybody says the word treaty, that is not what we're talking about. This is different. And when you show them just a little bit of information and they see that they want to cross out fundamental freedoms, human rights, and dignity, and they want to have vaccine passports and digital health certificates, and they want to give all power to one person to declare emergencies. And one of the things we didn't talk about was he would then have the ability to create an allocation plan, which is clearly Marxist philosophy. He would be able to tell country A that their manufacturers that have to make certain products, pharmaceutical drugs and injectables, and provide them and give them to country B. You look at that and you go, well, I don't think it's what we want to have one person be in charge of the means of production of the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex. And so anyone who looks at this is gutturally, they're punched in the gut. These are the documents that are enacting the very thing that Alex Jones has been talking about for decades. It's go time, yes. People. Now is the time. And so I've put together a system by which it makes it easy to contact Congress. You can send emails with the push of a button, but that's not good enough. You've got to really get up in their face, call them, set up a visit. There are allies in Congress, not all of them. Many of them are probably for this. They are globalists. They want to give up American sovereignty and personal freedoms. But there are allies. We need to identify them, work with them. We've already done that in other countries as well. And you know, now that Congress has finally, you know, picked a speaker, now is the time to let them know that you, the people, we, the people, know what is going on in Geneva. Most of the viewers here know more about this already than most of the people in Congress. And so,
and I want to say something, James. A lot of people have lost faith in the government and their ability to respond to the public's demands. But let me tell you something. If it's not just a handful of people, if it's you, your neighbor, your brother, your sister, absolutely everyone that you know, your kids, your parents, if every single person hammers their members of Congress, hammers their people in Parliament. And again, I'm going to repeat, Australian Action is coming very, very soon. We've been in meetings this week. We've got senators on board. This is, we are doing something with this. But, you know, if every single person just constantly brings this up with these so-called elected officials, they won't have a choice but to respond because they will be inundated. And this is what needs to happen. This is the most important issue facing the world right now. If we don't stop this, we will be controlled by terrorist Tedros, who has previously withheld life-saving medication in Ethiopia and also during COVID-19. Let's just be honest.
I have every faith in the world that the power of the people united is greater than the people who are illegitimately in power. And so our numbers are enormous, but we have a task that we have to accomplish. Number one, we have to share this information with people. And I'm so serious about this, I do something that everybody thinks I'm crazy. And that's why I glitched out earlier, because someone was trying to get in touch with me. You can call me directly. My phone number is 310-619-3055. I put it out there all the time. I am that serious about this. If you're serious too, call me. I'll answer any questions that you have. If you want to get involved in a bigger way than just sending some emails, let me know and we'll work together on this. This is a worldwide effort, but America has to lead.
James has been doxing himself online for the longest time, but he means it when he says it. He's been collaborating with people all over the world, helping other countries. He's helped Canada. He's helped Australia on more than one occasion. He's an amazing activist, an amazing human being, and that's why I brought him on today. James, thank you so much for all of the information that you've given everyone today. And again, head to jamesroguski.substack.com for more information. Share this information everywhere. Thank you again, James.
Thank you.
We really are staring down the barrel of complete and total control. And I think that those words aren't harsh enough. We're staring down the barrel of Joseph Mengele scientists, not even real scientists, being able to control every aspect of our lives, including our ability to manage our own health and our own bodies. And the problem is what James is talking about here, again, it will paralyze the countries where they have to comply with whatever the WHO says. And we know that the WHO is a fake health organization. These people have zero interest in health. They have an interest in making children and women infertile in Africa. They have an interest in making the world infertile with their poison shots, and they've done so successfully, unfortunately, because of the people that didn't listen to the warnings in the beginning. And now we have this explosion of deaths, people dropping dead every single day, football players, the most healthy people in the world, athletes that have been training every day their whole lives to get to the point of being professional athletes, dropping on the field from cardiac arrest, and you want to tell me it's because of a hit to the chest? Pull the other leg. They did this successfully. They orchestrated the biggest depopulation and disability plan successfully with the help of the WHO. And the public is unaware. And yes, they are growing more aware. And yes, the resistance is rising. And you are the resistance. If you're listening to this broadcast, if you're watching it, you are the key to saving the world, to saving the planet. You are such an important role in history. I don't know if people hear that enough. I mean, Alex always says it, but maybe people take it for granted. You are the heroes of our age, the ones who are aware, who are not afraid of staring at the truth that is facing us, that is horrible to face. It is horrible to face the fact that there are globalists out there who want you dead, and that is the reality of the situation. It's not easy. But you are brave enough and you are courageous enough to say, right, I see this threat in front of me. I know that there are people that want me dead, and I'm going to do what I can to warn my neighbor that doesn't know that there are murderers after them and their children. You are heroes. You are the soldiers of this war that has been waged on humanity. So I'm asking you, please share this information everywhere. Continue to speak to strangers. Continue to educate people everywhere that you go. And I know that so many of you do. And I know that people are tired. Don't allow the globalists to wear you out. Don't ever allow the tyrants to rule your mind. You are stronger than them. You are better than them. Everything that you do counts. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today. Head to zmedia.com for all of my latest interviews, on my Telegram for constant updates. That's Zmedia. And support this broadcast wherever you can. I'll see you soon.
Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually marketed a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. It's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it. Private label by us of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country. Already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.